Welcome back to another of our series of Sun City Shadow Hills podcasts. For you snowbirds who haven't come back yet, you're going to be in for a very pleasant surprise. The fitness department has been significantly upgraded from the 4 years that I've been here before. There's a new fitness director, Chet, who I've already done a podcast with. And Chet has an assistant named Desiree Portis, who I'm interviewing today. Desiree, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Well, the first thing we'd like to do is find out a little about you and where you were before coming here. So did you grow up in the Coachella Valley?
I was born and raised in the Coachella Valley. I lived in Indio actually my whole life, and after I graduated from high school, I went to San Francisco State University for a few years. I realized that up north wasn't really my cup of tea. I really liked Southern California, primarily the weather, the people, my family's from here. So I came back and I finished my bachelor's degree at California State University, San Bernardino. My major was communications with the emphasis in health education because I wanted to continue my education, which I'm doing now, and get my master's in health education because I'm a big believer about just informing people and educating people about their health, understanding different types of health issues that we deal with on a daily basis, not just physical, but environmental and social. And after I graduated from high school, from college, I right away got a job with Humana and the Clinton Foundation working here locally, teaching primarily low-income families and children about health and wellness and nutrition. I developed a lot of different programs that focused on trying to get kids more active, trying to get kids to understand how to identify their foods that they eat at a young age and where their foods come from. And then I realized while I was teaching in the Valley that I was just as passionate about fitness. So I went back to just get my certification as a personal trainer through the National Academy of Sports and Medicine. I also worked with 24-Hour Fitness the last 4 years as a personal trainer. And again, my passion just kept evolving, realizing that I specialized more in corrective exercise and working primarily with seniors. I was pretty much raised by my grandparents, so I felt like I automatically always had more of a closer relationship to seniors and to working with them in terms of trying to help them improve their balance or their core strength again or flexibility. And so I guess that passion definitely led me to be more successful and then being able to apply for this position that just opened up here at Sun City, and now I'm here. So,
well, we're happy to hear you like working with seniors because there are plenty of them around here. In addition, you were a runner, were you?
I was a cross-country runner for about 9 years. I ran competitively. I ran at San Francisco State. And, of course, I think repetitive, any type of cardio activity, you're prone to injury. So I did have an injury that stopped my running, but definitely led me to learn how to develop a proper strength training program to recover from my injury, or it was a knee surgery that I had to go through. But running competitively, and then also, I cross-train a lot. I do a lot of different types of training techniques and things like that. I teach Pilates. So I have a good background of just living a very active lifestyle, not only competitively, but just for recreational and for fun.
Well, and rehabilitating yourself makes you more sympathetic toward about rehabilitating others, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, one of the new pieces of equipment we have, and it's in both gyms, is the power plate. Would you describe the power plate and what the benefits of it are?
I would describe the power plate as one of the newest, most innovative ways to perform all types of exercises using this one piece of equipment. And people don't really understand how you can perform all of these exercises with it benefiting you, really, without actually trying it. So I do recommend that If you are hearing a lot about this power play and it being new to Sun City, really come down and get an orientation so you can actually feel the benefits and feel what it's like to do different workouts using it. But just to name a few benefits that I know many, many residents are already giving us great positive feedback about is they can perform exercises without feeling pain. That's due to the plate being an oscillating, vibrating plate. The whole machine vibrates, not just the plane itself, but as it vibrates, it enables muscle contraction, and that enhances just blood circulation throughout the entire body, not feeling joint pain or joint stiffness throughout the body because you have your total body and your muscles working. You being able to perform different types of strength training exercises or lower body exercises such as the squat or a lunge or a push-up. So it really allows you to do different types of exercises while you're engaging your core, not feeling too much stress, again, in your joints or in certain parts of your body that you feel you can't contract or can't activate due to maybe an imbalance or, you know, due to maybe even a surgery. So I love the feedback that we're getting. I love seeing people learn how to use it. And, you know, people every day have more and more questions on how they can benefit from it. So feel free to come and check it out and ask, you know, either Chad or myself just how to create a program using it or how it can even just benefit you.
Mm-hmm. And just to be clear, you have to take an orientation class before you can use the plate.
Yes. So we're going to be offering the orientations throughout the whole season because we know a lot of people are still returning back and barely learning about it. And it is going to stay where the orientations are every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. And again, the orientation is just so you can learn how to safely use the power plate, a little bit of safety instructions on how to properly use it, and just also so that if you complete the orientation, you will be given kind of like a star on your residency card that shows that you completed the orientation and you're now able to use it. So, mm-hmm.
And I was surprised to learn that this will aid in increasing flexibility and balance as well as strength, right?
Yes, because normally when you're trying to increase flexibility, there's a lot of stretches that you see or are given even by your physical therapist where you have to lay on the floor. Using the power plate, there are different types of assist, meaning either the front assist of the power plate or the straps or the cables itself that can help you go into a stretch while standing versus you having to lie down on the floor, get up and down off the floor. Also being the fact that your muscles are working while you're stretching, while the plate is on, so that allows you sometimes to go deeper into your stretch. So it does enhance flexibility as well as balance and stability. The machine offers different programs that you can just focus maybe for about 10 minutes of exercises that are primarily to help you improve your flexibility or your balance. So it's kind of like having your own personal trainer right in front of you. You just navigate through the system, through the program, which is very easy to navigate through, and you're able to focus on just exercises that are for balance. So it's great.
Mm-hmm. How often would you recommend someone use the plate?
It's recommended to be used 2 to 3 times a week, no more than about 15 to 20 minutes. One reason is because kind of like in all activities, you don't want to repeatedly do too much of anything. You want everything more or less in moderation. The same thing with the plate. Your body is working the entire time that you're on it due to the plate, the oscillating, vibrating plate, and your muscles contracting. So at most 2-3 times a week, up to 15 to 20 minutes max is more than enough.
Okay. And you're going to be offering personalized training too, right?
Yes. So both Chet and I, being certified personal trainers and having different certs, we do offer one-on-one private training. I tend to also offer private training that is even off of the time that I work here, so that way I'm available more to the residents on the weekends who can maybe only train on the weekends. What I can say about one-on-one training is it's really the best kind of training if you're really wanting to focus on a customized program that will help you reach your own goals versus maybe the goals of a group or the class. So it really tends to look at your own body and build a program based upon some of your weaknesses and some of your strengths. And there's nothing like having your own trainer who can help guide you through the exercises and help you use the machines properly and really build up that strength again. Right. So
I'm a believer, and there was a man here last year who was not on staff but was certified.
Okay.
And I trained with him. Unfortunately, he moved.
Yeah.
And he was never really replaced. So it's very good news for the residents who are interested in training that there are two trainers who are certified and available. Now, you're going to be primarily at the Santa Rosa Clubhouse,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I really do think of this site as my home already because of the fact that I offer a lot of my free classes here. I spend a lot of my time throughout the day here. It is a smaller clubhouse, but I think that's one of the main reasons, you know, for my position is to try to get this clubhouse just as active and offering as many classes as the Montecito Clubhouse because this is a beautiful facility.
Yeah.
And we have the space and we have the residents here, so.
Yeah, which I'm sure the audience will be interested in knowing what the free classes are.
Yes.
So please tell us what is on the program.
So we've known, or since Chet's been here, he knows that a big want and need of the residents is to have free classes that are available throughout the week, every month, year round. And to be able to offer that for them for free, one, is a big thing because we don't want cost of class or even time of class to be an issue for you not coming to your clubhouse and just being active. So, and we also saw that people not only enjoy maybe strength training classes, which we do offer different types of strength training classes and learning how to use the machines properly, but even just stretch classes that are very different than yoga. They're known as dynamic stretches to just keep an increase of core temperature in your body to help you engage your core as you're working on stretching different muscles that are normally overactive, such as your hips or your calves or your hamstrings, your shoulders. So we offer strength classes, stretch classes. We just started this month a new balance class, which is going to continue to be more and more popular as the season continues for people that want to work on movements that focus just on balance and building up leg strength again and glute strength again. Tabata classes, which are more of a higher intensity class. We offer now the Tabata class. And me being also a certified Pilates instructor, I offer two different classes of Pilates. So a great variety of classes.
Okay. So if someone were interested in contacting you for private training, what would be the best way to do it?
The best way to contact me is through email, because you will automatically get a response at least within 24 to 48 hours. Sometimes it's hard to call in. Otherwise, yes, you can call the Santa Rosa Clubhouse, but my email, the email is desiree.porras@associa.us. And I think that's also online as well. So.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for introducing yourself. One thing I learned from Chet is that there is so much new research and so many new ideas coming into the senior longevity and fitness cycle that I'm sure we're going to be doing more of these. And so thank you for the introduction.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Yeah, I look forward to continuing to be here. So it's great to be here.
Okay, and hopefully you've enjoyed this introduction. And if you have, I would ask you to tell one more person about the podcast. And so until next time, thank you very much.